I want to invite us today to consider, to think about, and it just seems it's fitting into the theme so far, to think about all of the different ways in which we touch each other. All of the ways in which we are touched by each other. We know by instinct and observation and personal experience that what we do has an impact on others. Sometimes in huge ways. Sometimes in ways that are pretty subtle, easy to overlook, but are still true. Both the scripture readings for today and so many recent events, some of which we've cataloged, so many recent events in the lives of our members, the life of our community, the life of our nation, and our world really invite us to reflection. Although I realize that many of us may be suffering from PRFSS today, post-rhubarb festival stress syndrome, a common occurrence at this time of year, and some of us may be ready to put a sock in it about rhubarb for at least the next 9 months, I do want to use the event as a very real example of how we touch one another. What's the big deal, you may say? Yeah, I think it is a big deal. It would be difficult to try to quantify all of the efforts that went into making this event happen. All of the people who helped. All of the hours spent in planning, in gathering rhubarb, in making pies and scones and jellies and breads and, yes, even chocolate rhubarb truffles. All the volunteers who dedicated time and talents and energies to make this event happen, and all of the deep and caring motivation that went into these efforts. I'm amazed and in awe of how people have used this occasion to demonstrate their true care for others. And I believe it's a great example of how people put themselves out there to care for others, inconvenience themselves, spend themselves in behalf of others. And I believe it's a great example, often completely without a clear understanding of how what I'm doing here is going to serve the person in need, but with trust that that will happen, and it does. As Jesus might have said, the Aramaic equivalent of, wow, thank you. We all know that we touch people every day, although we are often, I believe, not fully aware of the reality. We know that each encounter we have, each encounter is an opportunity to offer love and care, affirmation and comfort. There's some very clear moments, as we experience today, when someone is suffering a great loss, a great challenge, when there's illness or death or setbacks. We know that there are times when we are particularly called to be present. Be present to touch one another. We know that we do this in word and deed, a hand on a shoulder or a hug, a listening ear, or a word of love and assurance, or something as simple as a smile. And we've felt this touch from one another. It's what binds us together as a community, as a people, as a church. It's how we live out the reality that we are, in fact, all related. As the song says, with a slight adaptation for the times, my brother's or sister's tears are my tears. My brother's or sister's fears are my fears. And we know that. We know that at some very deep level. We know it when we hear of or share in another's loss, because we know about loss, and we've experienced loss. And what do we do? What do we say? Who knows? We just be there. We share a hug, we share a tear, we be present. We let the other person know that they are not alone. And perhaps this is the deepest gift that we have to give each other. Let's talk about our saints. I know that saints may be a word laden with past associations and statues and things like that. I don't know how or whether the word is used in the Methodist tradition, so forgive me. Stay with me on this for a sec. Please consider for a moment what persons have deeply touched your own life in ways that have lifted you up. What persons have seen through to your unique beauty, your unique value as a person? People who have helped you to know that you are okay, that you're not just okay, that you are special, that you are beautiful. You know, I believe that that is everybody's deepest challenge, to know that we are okay. And we don't get this just by talking to ourselves. We get that from the touch of one another. People who touch our lives are with you now and will always stay with you. People, saints, who you carry in your unique heart. When we think of our saints, we know that it means to touch another in a life-giving way. When we consider our saints, we recognize that their example for us. These special persons in our lives have demonstrated and modeled for us ways of affirmation, of connection, of deeply touching one another. And when we consider this, we want to be like them. We want to be like that. They speak to some deep truth. They speak to our heart and they call us forth. If I were teaching a Sunday school class today about today's scriptures, I might ask the children to think of how many ways people touched each other, how many ways people were touched by Jesus in today's story. I think it would be a fun exercise, partly because you never know what kids are going to come up with, but it'll probably be something different than you have thought of as an adult. But some of the clear themes that jump out at me: there was something about Jesus that touched people so deeply that they would do whatever it took to get to him, go through whatever crowd, stoop to however low to touch his garment, come with their needs, with their hopes. Something about Jesus made people trust him and know that things would be better if he were present, if he were here. Something about the way that Jesus touched people cut through people's accustomed ways of seeing and allowed people to experience that there was hope in the midst of situations that might have appeared hopeless, that there was life in the midst of what might have appeared only as death. I don't have any answers here today. I only know what I know, what I have experienced, and I trust that many of the things that I find to be true in my experience are things that others have also found to be true. As I get older, and particularly as I move towards retiring from my medical practice, I'm more and more aware of the reality often brought to our attention by all the wise ones of history, the sages, that all we have is this moment. All we have is this moment, in this it is in this moment that we can express and demonstrate our care for others. I am more and more aware that even small gestures, it comes back to a smile, even small gestures, a sincere thank you, can really touch another person. It is this person who's before me now that is the brother or sister with whom I am called to show love and understanding and compassion. I invite us all today to learn not only from the example of our brother Jesus, but also from the example of each of our personal saints. I invite us all to reflect now and to continue to reflect on how we touch one another. And I am so grateful, as I expect you are also, that we are sharing this journey together. Amen.